Hello, this is Steve Bailey coming at you with episode 55 of Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts, a Laurel and Hardy podcast. At this point, there are two more movies from 1931 that I have not yet covered, so I will finish up the year of 31 today. Let's start with the short subject, One Good Turn. Now then. According to Laurel and Hardy biographer Randy Skredvet, One Good Turn came about because Stan's real-life daughter Lois was afraid of Uncle Ollie. So Stan did this movie to show that his on-screen persona could stand up to Ollie whenever necessary. And while there is some satisfaction in seeing the oft-bullying Ollie get his for a change, it leaves the movie rather open-ended. The story is that victims of the Depression, Stan and Ollie, have begged a meal from an old lady, played by Mary Carr, whom they mistakenly believe needs $100 to keep from being evicted. What they didn't know was that she was rehearsing for a community theater play. After a drunk, played by an uncredited Billy Gilbert, mistakenly shoves his loaded wallet into Stan's pocket, Ollie discovers the wallet and assumes the worst about his pal, dragging him kicking and screaming back to the old lady to make a full confession. When Ollie learns the truth, he tries to tie-twiddle his way out of his slight faux-pas, only to feel the full wrath of Stan's vengeance. The concept is cute, but I think the execution is troubling. Earlier, at the free lunch provided by the lady, Stan absentmindedly pours coffee into Ollie's lap. To get back at Stan, he grabs an entire pitcher of coffee cream and pours it onto Stan's lap. The laugh from this gag is rather diminished when one realizes they're having a food fight at the expense of a generous woman. Similarly, at the film's climax, Stan corners Ollie in a garage, presumably also the old lady's, and venomously chops it down so that the roof will fall on Ollie. Again, one can't entirely enjoy Stan's revenge while knowing that this poor lady might indeed need the $100 to clean up the destruction caused by Stan. Now, One Good Turn does have some funny gags, especially at the beginning, when Stan inadvertently destroys the tent they were using to live in. But in that instance, the only persons they were hurting were themselves. Laurel and Hardy biographer Scott McGillivray wrote that when Stan and Ollie ripped up their wartime ration cards for a scene in Jitterbugs, audiences groaned at the loss of what was then a sizable commodity. One wonders what Depression audiences must have thought of Stan and Ollie wreaking havoc over an innocent old woman. And now to this second feature from 1931, actually a featurette, the 40-minute-long Bo Hunks. There's almost no reason Bo Hunks should be as funny as it is. It's four reels long, twice as long as the standard Laurel and Hardy short, and it was a length that Laurel and Hardy never attempted again until their initial version of 1940's A Chump at Oxford. Yet somehow the pacing is perfect, slightly more leisurely than the usual Laurel and Hardy movie, but never so slow that it's boring. In fact, the whole movie is pretty nonchalant. It begins with Ollie pining over a girl he plans to marry, and the photo is of starlet Jean Harlow, who was memorably undressed by Stan and Ollie in Double Whoopee. Only to have Ollie receive a Dear John telegram from the woman. Ollie decides to join the Foreign Legion, and he's such a glutton for punishment that he drags Stan along with him. Once they're in the Legion, they're subjected to the florid verbosity of their commandant, played by Charles Middleton, who reprised the role in Laurel and Hardy's The Flying Deuces, which mostly elaborates on the subject matter of this movie. And Laurel and Hardy keep supplying surprisingly funny routines, like a magician pulling a rabbit from a hat. My favorite bit is Ollie's casual face as he blithely conquers the enemy at movie's end. Considering the fits and starts of their later military comedy, Bonnie Scotland, it's almost an aberrance of nature that Bo Hunks is so funny. Maybe it's because, unlike the lovesick hero of Bonnie Scotland, the only romantic interest in the movie is a still photo of Jean Harlow, referred to as Genie Weenie by Ollie, and who turns out to have been far more popular than Ollie ever envisioned. So, if you'd like to seek these films out for yourself, I cannot categorically say, but I think if you look hard enough on the internet, you can find free versions of them for free viewing. Let me close now with my usual plugs. I hope you'll check out my Laurel and Hardy website that I have maintained for the last 18 years. It's chock full of reviews of their team movies, reviews of some of their biographies, interviews with their biographers, and tons of other Laurel and Hardy related minutia. You can find it at the URL leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. That's leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. Also, there is a Facebook page that corresponds to this podcast with the same name as the podcast. So look it up, please, in Facebook under Hard-Boiled Eggs and Nuts - A Laurel and Hardy Podcast. On the cover photo of that Facebook page, you can find the URL for our podcast's website, as well as URLs for all the venues at which this podcast can be listened to, including Google Play Music, iTunes, Stitcher, and Anchor, the parent website that sponsors the podcast. Finally, if this is your first time listening, I hope you will subscribe and listen to the previous 54 episodes. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave a written review and or a star rating. It really helps. And lastly, I just love feedback. So if you have anything to say about this podcast, negative, positive, or neutral, please feel free to email me at hardboiledeggsandnuts@outlook.com. Thank you very much for listening. I hope to hear you hearing me again soon. And until next time, this is Steve Bailey saying goodbye.